The next patient is Jean Montgomery. The last name is Montgomery. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old white female, the patient of Ms. Brittany, Brittany King, Kingpa, who referred Mrs. Montgomery to this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 4, the period. The patient has a history of diabetes that is more than 10 years, has been insulin dependent. The patient has aggressive retinopathy. She doesn't have cardiovascular disease, but she has peripheral vascular disease that require intervention by Dr. Shimshak. S-H-I-M-S-H-A-K. In the left lower extremity with a stenting of the superficial femoral artery in the left side and in the tibial artery. The patient felt much better, the pain went away. But she has been receiving intraocular injections because of the retinopathy, the left worse than the right. We have evidence that the patient had a serum creatinine that was 1.3 and an estimated GFR that was consistent with him with the chronic kidney disease stage 3 a year ago. Now, and evaluating the serum creatinine during the last year, we noticed that there is a progressive increase. 6 months ago was 1.85, and recently, on August the 23rd of 2023, the serum creatinine went up to 2.17, with an estimated GFR of 23.8, the sodium 142, potassium 5, and chloride 106, and the carbon dioxide is 24. There is also evidence of a microalbumin creatinine ratio in which two years ago, it was 1,085, and on the 4th of August, it was 2,686. In other words, the patient has a progressive deterioration of the kidney function, most likely associated to diabetic nephropathy. We don't have macroproteinuria. We are going to measure the macroproteinuria. The recommendations is a tight blood sugar control. This patient has hemoglobin A1C that a year ago was 9, and later on has been corrected to 7.7, and currently is 7.9%. A tighter blood sugar control is suggested, as well as a continuous glucose monitoring, because it's going to change the way the patient approach her behavior, the changes in behavior that are necessary. We are going to stress the need of continuous glucose monitoring in order to be able to preserve the kidney function, period. The patient is not a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor because of the presence of a GFR that is just 24, and the same reason is to not consider the administration of finerenone, period. The patient has a potassium of 5.0. She has been taking losartan. I am going to continue the same dose because increasing the administration of losartan could be detrimental for the kidney function. Following number, the patient has anemia. The anemia is related to CKD and iron deficiency that has been with has been documented. The patient is treated at the Florida Cancer Center. The chicken gets iron infusions and the administration of Procrit every 2 weeks. And the latest hemoglobin was 10.2 grams per cent. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is not under control and that we discuss elsewhere. Following number, hypertension. The patient says that at home she gets better numbers. We're going to ask the patient to keep a log of the blood pressure, body weight, and blood pressure. We are going to stress the need for her to follow a very low sodium diet. Literature was given to the patient in that regard, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and most importantly, a plant-based diet. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.